alive and like. Don't be afraid to dive into the darkness where the shadows are laid. Tales from the shadows will spook your world. Join us on this journey, let your fears unfold. Stay tuned, stay weird, and watch out for what lurks in the shadows.
Welcome, friends, to the dark and the deep, where whispers linger and shadows creep. Tales from the shadows, where legends arise, with ghostly stories and myths that mesmerize. Today's tale picks up a day after our last tale, after Tommy and Jessica had escaped what they thought was the end of their nightmares. Today's tale is The Return of the Shadows. The nightmares began the day after they escaped the manor. Tommy would wake up in a cold sweat, heart hammering in his chest, his ears filled with faint whispers that he could never quite make out. The house's shadows swirled around him in his dreams, stretching long fingers towards his throat. Sometimes they spoke in Allison's voice, begging for help, her face distorted and twisted in agony. Jessica wasn't faring any better. She had stopped returning Tommy's calls. Her health was rapidly deteriorating, her skin pale, her eyes hollow. She hadn't been able to sleep. Not really. Every time she closed her eyes, she saw Allison's face screaming soundlessly, trapped in that house. And worse, she started seeing things in her waking hours, too. Shadows flickering across the walls of her apartment, moving even when there was no light to cast them. At first, she thought she was imagining it. The trauma of their experience at the Crowley Manor had to have left scars. But when she heard the whispers in the middle of the night, soft, insistent, calling her name, she knew something was wrong. Tommy tried to dismiss the occurrences, burying himself in work and drinking away the images that clawed at his mind. But deep down, he knew the curse hadn't stayed behind. It was with him, growing stronger with every passing day. It started with small things, doors creaking open, lights flickering, cold drafts in rooms without windows. Tommy blamed faulty wiring, old hinges, and anything rational he could cling to. But the night he saw his kitchen chair move on its own, sliding 2 feet across the floor with no one near it, he knew he couldn't ignore it any longer. He called Jessica. "I can't do this anymore," she whispered, her voice shaking. "They're here, Tommy. The shadows. They followed us. I see them. I hear them. I can't." Her voice cracked. "It's like they're waiting for something." Tommy clenched his jaw. "We'll figure this out," he said, though he didn't believe his own words. "We'll fix it." But even as he spoke, the whispers began again, faint and mocking, as though they could sense his fear. Desperate, Tommy and Jessica sought help. After scouring forums, reading articles about hauntings, and speaking to every local paranormal investigator, they were pointed towards one name, Dr. Evelyn Moore. Dr. Moore had made a name for herself as an expert in the occult, specializing in hauntings tied to dark rituals. People said she had traveled the world, studying ancient curses and finding ways to break them. Tommy didn't care if the stories were true or exaggerated. He needed answers. When they met her, she was as intimidating as her reputation suggested. Her gray hair was pulled back into a tight bun, and her piercing blue eyes seemed to look right through them. "You're both cursed," Dr. Moore said, matter-of-factly, after hearing their story. "Whatever you encountered in that house, it's latched onto you. Spirits that feed on fear, perhaps. Or maybe something worse." "What do you mean, worse?" Jessica asked, her voice trembling. Dr. Moore leaned forward, her expression grim. "Spirits are one thing, but if you've awakened something older, something darker, it won't stop until it consumes you. The only way to free yourselves is to finish what was started." Tommy frowned. "What was started?" "The spirits are tethered to unfinished business," Dr. Moore explained. "Someone was left behind. Allison. Her soul is trapped there. Unless you return to release her, the shadows will keep growing stronger. They will follow you until they take everything from you. The idea of returning to Crowley Manor filled them both with dread, but they had no choice. The shadows were becoming bolder, and their presence was suffocating. The whispers grew louder every night, and they could feel the darkness closing in. They drove to Draymore in silence, the town just as bleak and eerie as they remembered. The locals hadn't forgotten the manor's dark history, either. When Tommy and Jessica entered the small diner in town for a quick bite, the few patrons inside fell silent, staring at them like ghosts. An older woman wrinkled her hands, clutching a teacup, leaned over to whisper to them as they passed. "Do not go back to that place," she warned, her voice husky. "It's not just haunted anymore. It's hungry." They didn't reply, but the chill in her words stayed with them long after they left the diner. When they arrived at Crowley Manor's gates, the mansion looked worse. The windows were black and broken in some places, and the roof sagged dangerously. The air around the house seemed to hum with malevolence. It was as if the shadows inside were waiting for them to return. "This is a bad idea," Jessica muttered, her voice shaky. "We don't have a choice," Tommy said, gripping the rusted gate. "If we don't go back in there, we're as good as dead."
Are you a fan of Tales from the Shadows? Want to support the show?
Well, you're in luck.
You can buy some Tales from the Shadows merch by clicking the link in the description. Whether you want accessories, a hoodie, or maybe even just a t-shirt, Tales from the Shadows has a little bit of it all. So don't wait. Order your Tales from the Shadows merch now. Now let's get back into the tale.
The moment they stepped through the threshold, the temperature dropped. The house seemed to breathe around them, the walls groaning like the structure was alive. Jessica shivered, clutching her jacket tight around her. The whispers began almost immediately. "Help me." It was Allison's voice, faint but unmistakable. It echoed through the empty halls, calling to them from somewhere deep within the house. "She's still here," Jessica whispered. "God, she's still here." They followed the voice, descending deeper into the house. It again led them to the attic, where they had found the cursed journal months ago. But this time, something was different. A figure stood motionless in the corner of the room, barely visible in the dim light. Jessica gasped, her heart skipping a beat. "Allison?" she whispered. The figure turned, and for a brief moment, they saw her face, twisted and worn, her eyes hollow and filled with anguish. Then she dissolved into the shadows. Tommy stumbled back, his breath catching in his throat. The shadows swirled around them, growing thicker and darker. "They're stronger now," Jessica said, her voice trembling. "What do we do?" Tommy opened his mouth to answer, but before speaking, the attic door slammed shut with a force rattling the walls. The shadows moved in, swirling like a black vortex surrounding them. "We finish this," Tommy said, clenching his fist. "We end it once and for all." As the shadows closed in, Tommy and Jessica struggled to breathe. The air had thickened as if the darkness itself were choking them. They huddled in the center of the attic, feeling the temperature drop further with every passing second. So many voices echoed around them, blending into a constant, unsettling whisper. Dr. Evelyn Moore had warned them this would happen. She said the shadows were more than just spirits of the dead. They were ancient, darker, born out of fear and suffering. And now, they were here, in full force. "We need to figure out where Allison's spirit is anchored," Tommy said, his voice shaking but determined. "That's the only way to free her and stop this." Jessica, pale and trembling, nodded. "But how? She's part of the shadows now. We can't even see her." The shadows began to take shape before they thought of a plan. Humanoid forms twisted out of the darkness, their features grotesque and distorted, faces frozen in agonized expressions. One of them, taller than the others, stepped forward. Tommy's blood ran cold as the figure's face became more apparent. It was Mark. Or at least it looked like Mark. His body was a patchwork of shadow and substance, and his eyes were dark pits in his skull. His lips curled into a smile, but it wasn't one of friendliness. It was a predator's grin. "Miss me?" the shadow figure rasped, its voice low and taunting, an eerie mimicry of their old friend's voice. "You left me behind, just like you left Allison." Jessica backed away, her breath hitching. "You're not Mark, you're just one of them." The figure chuckled, the sound dry and brittle like cracking bones. "Does it matter? I'm part of this house now, just like you will be. You can't leave, Tommy. You can't run. The shadows are everywhere." Tommy's fist clenched at his side, anger replacing the fear building inside him. "We didn't leave you behind, Mark. You were already gone. You were one of them." The shadow figure's smile widened. "We'll see who's left behind this time." With a sudden burst of movement, the figure lunged towards Jessica. Its shadowy hand reached for her throat. Jessica screamed, stumbled back into Tommy, who pulled her behind him just in time. "Enough!" A sharp voice rang through the attic, commanding and powerful. Dr. Evelyn Moore stood in the doorway, cutting through the oppressive darkness. She held an ancient-looking book in one hand, the pages fluttering open like an unseen wind riffling through them. "I warned you," Dr. Moore said, her eyes locked on the shadow figure of Mark. "These shadows are not simple spirits. They are dark entities, older than this house, older than death. They feed on fear, loss, and suffering. And you," she turned her gaze to Tommy and Jessica, "have brought them exactly what they wanted." The whispering intensified, the shadows swirling more violently around the room. Dr. Moore's voice grew louder, more robust, "but they can be severed. Their connection to this place can be broken. If we free Allison, they'll lose their power. The darkness cannot thrive without an anchor." Tommy took a step forward, telling her that's exactly what they were planning to do. And then he said, "What are we waiting for? Let's finish this." Dr. Moore opened her book, flipping through the ancient pages and reading aloud in a language neither Tommy nor Jessica understood. The words were harsh and guttural, yet they seemed to resonate in the air, cutting through the whispers. The shadows shrieked, recoiling from the sound. Mark's figure writhed, his form flickering between solid and shadow, his voice twisting into a tortured scream. The attic began to shake, the floorboards groaning under the weight of the evil energy. But something else was happening, too. The shadows were pulling back, retreating towards a single point in the room. Allison's ghostly figure reappeared, standing at the heart of the vortex, her eyes wide and filled with terror. "We have to free her now," Jessica shouted over the roar of the shifting shadows. Dr. Moore quickened her chant, the ancient words echoing in the confined space. But the shadows weren't done. They surged forward again, crashing against the protective barrier the ritual seemed to form around them. Tommy and Jessica clung to each other, eyes wide as the walls around them seemed to bend inward, the darkness pressing in with a nasty hunger. Suddenly, the attic door slammed shut behind them with a loud crash, sealing them inside. The window shattered inward, spraying shards of glass as the wind outside howled like a wild beast. The darkness moved like a tide, relentless, furious. Mark's shadow figure reappeared, but he wasn't alone this time. More shadowy figures joined him, their faces unfamiliar but equally twisted and grotesque. Some had once been human, trapped like Allison, but now they were lost to the shadows, their forms distorted beyond recognition. They closed in, their whispers a chorus of torment. Tommy turned to Dr. Moore. "Can you stop them?" Dr. Moore's face was tight with concentration. "I can hold them off for a while, but the connection to this place is strong. We need to find where Allison is anchored. Something must tie her to the shadows, something from when she was alive." Tommy's mind raced. "The journal! When we found it, Allison read it just before she was taken." Jessica's eyes widened. "It's still here, in the attic. Maybe it's part of the ritual that binds her." Dr. Moore nodded. "Find it, but be careful. The shadows will do anything to stop you." Tommy and Jessica tore through the attic, frantically searching for the journal. Every second felt like an eternity. the oppressive weight of the shadows bearing down on them. They could hear the entities closing in, the sounds of their twisted voices filling the air with threats and promises. Tommy's flashlight flickered and died, plunging them into darkness. Jessica screamed as one of the shadow figures lunged toward her, but Tommy pulled her away just in time. In the chaos, his foot kicked something heavy. A book. "The journal!" he shouted, snatching it up. But the moment his fingers closed around it, the shadows exploded into a frenzy. They screamed in unison, rattling the walls and shaking the house's foundation. "You've angered them," Dr. Moore said, her voice strained as she continued to chant. "They know you're close to breaking the connection." Tommy opened the journal with trembling hands to the page where Allison had left her final words. There, in jagged writing, was a simple phrase. "The shadows feed on what we hold on to. My regret, my pain, they keep me here. Free me, and they lose their power." Tommy's heart pounded as he realized what they had to do. They needed to break Allison's emotional ties to the house. Her regret, her pain, before they could sever the shadows' hold on them. Tommy clutched the journal, his mind racing. Allison's words were clear. Her regret and pain were the keys to her imprisonment. The shadows thrived on her emotional torment, and until that was severed, they'd never be free. "We have to confront her," Tommy said, breathless. "Allison's regret, her pain, it's keeping her here. We need to help her let go." "How?" Jessica asked, her voice trembling. "She's part of the shadows now." Dr. Moore stopped her chant momentarily, her eyes narrowing as she glanced at the swirling darkness around them. "There's only one way to force the shadows to release her. You'll have to get through to her, convince her to let go of what's holding her to this world. But be warned, the shadows will do everything they can to keep her trapped." Tommy swallowed hard. "We can't give up now. We owe this to Allison." The shadows seemed to sense what they were planning. As they moved deeper into the attic, the dark entities became more aggressive, their forms twisting and writhing with fury. They lashed out at the trio, their cold, phantom hands grazing their skin, but Dr. Moore's chanting kept them at bay, though the strain on her face was becoming more apparent. Tommy stepped forward, holding the journal tightly. "Allison," he shouted into the swirling darkness, "we're here. You don't have to stay with them. You can let go. You can be free." For a moment, there was silence. Then Allison's figure slowly reappeared, her ghostly form barely distinguishable from the shadows surrounding her. Her eyes were hollow and filled with pain, and her face was a mask of sorrow. "I can't leave," she whispered, her voice small and broken. "I made a mistake. I should have listened. But I didn't, and now I'm trapped." "No," Jessica said, stepping forward. "It wasn't your fault. None of this was your fault. We were all deceived by this place. You don't have to stay here, Allison. You don't have to suffer anymore." Allison's gaze flickered, a tear sliding down her pale cheek. The shadows around her began to ripple as if sensing her hesitation. Their whispers grew louder, more desperate. "Stay with us. You belong here. You can't leave." The air around them grew colder, more oppressive. Tommy felt the weight of the shadows pressing down on his chest, threatening to suffocate him. "You don't belong here," he shouted, fighting to keep his voice steady. "You can let go of this pain, Allison. You can be at peace." Allison's face twisted in agony as the shadows tightened around her, pulling her deeper into their dark embrace. "I don't know how to let go," she said, her voice barely audible. Chanting and faltering as the shadows pressed in, Dr. Moore shouted, "She needs to release her regret. You have to make her see there's nothing left for her here." Tears streamed down her face. Jessica reached out towards Allison's figure. "We forgive you, Allison. It's okay. We all make mistakes. But this place, it's not your prison anymore. You're stronger than the shadows. You can let go." Allison's form flickered, the darkness around her writhing as if in pain. The shadows screamed in protest, their voices rising in anger and fear. The room shook violently, the walls groaning as if the house was fighting back. "I'm sorry. "I'm so sorry," Allison whispered, her voice breaking. "I never wanted any of this. I never wanted to hurt you." "You didn't hurt us," Tommy said, his voice gentle but firm. "You were a victim, just like we were. It's time to let go, Allison. It's time to be free." For a moment, the world seemed to stand still. Allison's figure shimmered, her face softening as the torment in her eyes faded. The shadows around her howled in fury, lashing out with desperate fury. But it was too late. Allison's form began to dissolve, her spirit rising above the swirling darkness. "I'm free," she whispered, a faint smile tugging at the corner of her lips. "Thank you." And then she was gone. The shadows screamed one last time, their forms collapsing into nothingness. The oppressive weight that filled the attic lifted, and the temperature slowly rose. The darkness receded, pulling away from the walls and corners, retreating into the void from which it came. Dr. Moore sighed in relief, her face pale and drawn from the effort of keeping the ritual intact. "It's done," she said, her voice weak but resolute. "The connection is broken." Tommy and Jessica stood in the attic ruins, the oppressive darkness finally gone. The house was eerily silent now. The whispers that had tormented them for so long were gone with Allison's release. "We did it," Jessica said, her voice barely above a whisper. Tommy nodded, though the victory felt hollow. They had freed Allison, but the cost had been significant. The house had taken so much from them, Mark and Allison, and the trauma of what they had experienced would never truly leave them. Dr. Moore wiped the sweat from her brow, closing the ancient book she had used to sever the curse. "You're both lucky to be alive," she said, her tone serious. "Most people who encounter shadows this old don't make it out." As they made their way out of the house, the oppressive weight lifted further. Outside, the sky was bright, cloudless, blue, as if the darkness that had once suffocated the manor had finally released its grip. Tommy and Jessica breathed in the fresh air, feeling a sense of relief they hadn't known in months. "I can't believe it's over," Jessica said, her voice shaky but filled with hope. But just as they reached the edge of the property, something made Tommy stop. He glanced back at the crumbling manor, its windows shattered and dark, its roof sagging like an ancient beast finally defeated. For a moment, all was still. But then he saw a flicker in one of the upper windows, a shadow, brief but unmistakable. It moved too fast to register fully, but he knew what he had seen. A faint whisper brushed past his ear. "You can never leave." Tommy's blood ran cold. He turned to Jessica, his face pale. "Did you hear that?" She frowned. "Hear what?" Tommy swallowed hard, glancing back at the house one last time. "Nothing," he said, though the unease gnawed at his insides. He turned away, but the faint whisper lingered in his mind. Had he truly escaped the shadows, or was the curse still waiting, biding its time? As they walked away from the manor, Tommy couldn't shake the feeling that the shadows were watching him, waiting for their chance to return. Has Tommy finally escaped the shadows? Will they return? Why can't Tommy get away from them? I guess we will have to wait and see, because that's going to do it for this tale. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a story. And don't forget to comment on your favorite tale. You may see it right here on Tales from the Shadows. Until next time, stay tuned, stay weird, and watch out for what lurks in the shadows.
This has been Tales from the Shadows, where the shadows speak the stories that will make you weak. Join us on this journey into the unknown. Tales from the shadows, where fear is shown. So subscribe and like, and don't be afraid to dive into the darkness where the shadows are laid.